You're listening to The Warehouse, a Speaking of show by WFSU. Dance is one of the oldest forms of human expression. Some dedicate their lives to perfecting the craft and furthering its evolution, while for others, it is an escape they find on a Saturday night dance floor. Josh Johnson is joined by local performance artist and dancer Maria White to discuss the joys of teaching dance, Tallahassee's dance scene, and more.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse, a Speaking of show. I'm your host, Josh Johnson, and today we have another incredible guest. We're going to talk about an art form that we haven't talked about yet, the art of dance. And we have joining us Maria White, performer, dancer, and educator. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm actually a little bit sweaty just because it's hot outside, but I'm doing great otherwise.
You know, Florida will remind you quickly who it is. And, you know, we were just thinking that we were living in a paradise, and I feel the scorch starting to come in. So, yeah, it's going to be a hot one. It's going to be a hot one.
I'm in tune with my body.
Speaking of, perfect way to start this interview off. Dance and movement are sometimes linked together. Sometimes they're separate. Is there a difference to you between dance and movement? Because some of the stuff that I've seen you do before, some of your work is so raw and beautiful. And if you take music from it, it's just movement. When you add music to it, it's dance. Is there a difference between dance and movement to you?
Well, I would say maybe that there's not really so much a difference. The difference is in if you make it different. When I think of the term like movement, I kind of think of something that is not more organic, but kind of like stripped away a little bit. But also like movement in the sense of like somatic approaches, or movement in the sense of like exercise, or movement in the sense of like functional movement, more like anatomical. That's kind of how I relay the term movement. And then when I think of dance, I think of like culture. I think of how we connect with other bodies. I think of that more like social aspect of it, really.
You know, you brought up a really interesting point there, that oftentimes when people think about dance, they think of how we move as individual, but you just brought up how it links to other bodies. This reciprocity of the human experience is something that's also categorized in dance. Talk about that a little bit, whether it's a partner or a performance, having everybody synchronized or at least in tune with themselves is very important. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so when I think about like the sociality and like relationships, of dance, like it very much so is that like you are on stage with a group of people moving around, or you are in rehearsal with a group of people moving around. Even if you're doing like a solo piece, you're still, when you perform it, it's still in front of an audience. Like it is, you're not alone in any part of the process that when you're creating art, in my opinion, dance, theater, whatever it may be, performance. But yeah, you're always in relationship with other people and other bodies and their experiences, and it has a direct effect on you, and you also have a direct effect on other people as well.
You bring up another good point. You use the word art, and this is art and culture programming. And so when you start bringing up words like art, you really push my button in a good way.
Yeah.
And so my next question is no form of disrespect. I just ask every art form this. Do you consider dance art?
I consider dance art. I mean,
absolutely.
Art now, at least, I think has become so interdisciplinary. Just the way that the thing, like, just because of like the shifts in our knowledge, like we are more open. I mean, like right now, at least in the United States, there's a lot of tension surrounding like different groups of people who are participating in different styles of art, like, for example, like drag. Like some people may see that more as like entertainment, but I also see it as art because there are like artists who are creating art that is trying to say a message, maybe trying to enact some political change, whatever it may be. But yeah, dance is definitely art. It's a performing art.
Absolutely.
It's not like, versus a studio art, you're manipulating materials that are like objects that are non-human. And dance and performance, you're working with human materials and the human body. And But yeah, I think that dance is for sure art, and there's more and more ways that art and dance are also crossing over. Like, for example, I'm working on a very interdisciplinary piece right now that includes neo-burlesque. It also includes like creating a radio play. It also includes like some different lighting and set design things that we're going to work with as far as like the art of it goes. Mm-hmm. So art now, I think, is becoming more and more interdisciplinary, more specifically performing art as well, seeing dance, music, and theater kind of crossing pathways and
boundaries. That cross-pollination is almost inextricable, you know, between the performance arts. During that answer, I always ask my guests, well, oftentimes I ask my guests, what does art mean to you? I'm going to have to reframe that for you, because in your answer, you gave me my answer. I've always said, and I could be wrong, I could be right, it's how I feel.
It's relational, it's cool.
Exactly right. That art is something that we create in whatever way it's created that should be intentional, right? I do not believe in unintentional art, because I believe the biggest blessing that art affords us is how it pushes envelopes, shapes narrative, forms conversations, so on and so forth. Do you have an answer for that question? What is art to you in a more general sense, not as specific on your form of dance?
Yeah. Art in general. What is art in general to me? Well, when I think of art, like you just said, I really first think of like the act of creation.
Sure.
So whether or even like imagining, like existing in your imagination, dreaming, like anything that involves some sort of act of creation is art.
Absolutely. I want to go back to a point that you made, because I get off on tangents all the time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can follow them.
You brought up culture. Mm-hmm. And culture is so linked to community, which is another theme of this programming. Mm-hmm. Local community, but community writ large. Let's talk about the cultural element to dance and how it relates to different people because of where they're from or how they look. Have you seen these separations in dance as a good thing? And because of it, have you been able to take more from dance? I mean, it could be Latin American dance.
Yes.
African dance. How have these different forms of dance undergirded and added to your knowledge or your experience with the art?
As far as my experience with dance, I grew up dancing in a competition dance studio. I started off with like basics, tap, jazz, ballet, and then I started moving into contemporary musical theater and like acrobatics, hip hop, jazz, and like jazz funk, street jazz, heels. Like all of these things that I'm saying as I'm saying it are kind of like mixed together. So it's really hard to actually define what contemporary dance is, because you can define it temporally, you can define it geographically, or you could define it by like performance genre or style, right? So when I think of what it means to me, I think of my own personal background. That's why I start saying, like, I start off by saying, okay, yeah, I grew up doing these types of dances. Mm-hmm. But I know for other people, maybe that haven't come from a competition dance background, or like, for example, that do more salsa or social dance. Like, I know in Tallahassee, we have contra dance. So dancing.
What is contra dance?
Contra dance? Oh, it's like an old type of square dance. Ah. From, I think it started in the 1800s.
Gotcha.
Tally contra dance. Tell me I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
No, but that was a great plug. Now we know about Tallahassee contra dance. Really
yeah.
Cool.
So, for me, dance is, and contemporary dance is kind of hard to pin down and hard to define. It sure moves around in my life. The dancing kind of turns into theater. The dancing kind of turns into acting. And then the dancing even sometimes kind of turns into making music with my body somehow. So
absolutely,
it's not as pinpointable as I or some people may think it is to like describe like what dancing means to you. But yeah, like I said, to me, it's this like beautiful, amorphous, free-flowing thing that kind of always guides the direction I move in. Like dance and life really like don't, they're not separate for me.
So,
like,
you know, that's such a potent point, because a lot of the dance that you are involved in is like impromptu or improvisation.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And whenever I'm seeing, whether it's at a performance or a piece of programming, whenever I've seen you dance, I always say that if the next move wasn't informed by the last move and it's all improvised, that is such a good metaphor for life, because sometimes your next move can't be informed by your last move, because that could be crippling, right? That could be fear-inducing, and so much of it is just moving forward, and the skill of forward movement and thinking on your feet, pardon the pun.
No, it is me literally thinking with my, like, thinking with my feet.
With your feet. Absolutely. So let's talk about that. How do you teach dance? You know, it almost seems like an oxymoron or counterintuitive. How does one teach dance?
Yeah. So in my class, so right now, or last semester, I taught a class called Movement 2 at the School of Theater. Mm-hmm. And part of the premise of the whole class is that this is not just like a dance class for you. Like, this is kind of like a class in practicing like your humanity and your artistry and your desires, like following those things, really. Mm-hmm. And in my teaching practice, I more so like to see myself as a guide. Mm-hmm. And not like, okay, I have all of the information. You are just like empty-minded students that don't really know anything. I prefer to work and collaborate with students. I prefer to push students, but not from a place of like discipline, but from a place of like genuine love and support and care. And one person that I love and I look up to so much, her name is Bell Hooks, and she created a book called Teaching to Transgress. Mm-hmm. And that is like my like teaching like Bible, basically. Like,
absolutely.
That is the one thing I like come back to with structure, is because her ways of teaching, like, I, that's also what I want, is social transformation and like political transformation. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to teach in a way where I feel like I can have that for my students, for that, so that they can feel like liberation, that they can feel like the world is their oyster, or like, you know, that they have opportunity.
But can dance itself be a conduit for that type of liberation?
I believe so. Dance itself can be a conduit for that. I mean, it depends on where you're putting the dancing. Mm-hmm. The dancing can be a conduit for change in one light inside of the theater, because you don't know how the audience member is going to actually leave and what they're going to leave that theater with. Mm-hmm. In that sense, it's kind of harder to say, oh, yes, dance definitely does do social political change, because you can't track where the ideas are going after the performance is over. It's done, and then the audience goes and does what they do. They might think, wow, like, that was super impactful for me. They might have a conversation. You don't know.
Everybody will digest it differently.
Everybody will digest it differently in a theater setting, like in a proscenium theater setting, if you are not doing any audience participation also.
Does our local dance scene, pulling this back to a local appeal, does our local dance scene, dance scene, hustle and bustle? Are there things that you would change about it? Are there things that need to grow about it? How are we situated in the culture of dance locally here in Tallahassee from your point of view?
I think the Tallahassee dance community is very like social. It's based in a lot of social dance, which I think is a great thing, because that means it's actually doing something to bring people together, to move, to find joy together, which is awesome. Then there's also the dance culture of Tallahassee that is more so about the fine arts and institutional support. And like, for example, I think of like the Tallahassee Ballet or Pas de Vie, or that's all I can think of off the top of my head right now. But, and then, so there's like social dance, Tallahassee culture, fine arts dance, and like the university also fits in that fine arts category.
Sure.
And then you have the like performance art kind of interdisciplinary things that happen in Tallahassee too, like things that happen at 621, things that happen like what students create in the university, or like things that I've seen happen at like house parties or something like that, you know? So there's the dance culture. I'm kind of extending it to now like performing arts culture. In Tallahassee, I think, is at a seed. So everything is kind of at a seed. It's been planted. But I would love to see more growth and more support for experimental artists. Experimental artists of color, experimental artists who are queer, disabled. So how do we give those artists more support? Or yeah, just really any like artist who is trying to do experimental work, giving them like the space, giving them the resources and the recognition also, and the money for doing the work, also them getting paid and commissioned to do
so,
it.
So you have been a proponent of movement in this community, a proponent of dance, a proponent of art and culture, and we just appreciate you coming and sharing with us for a little while all that you're doing, all that you will do, and all that you hope to do. And thank you all at home for tuning in to another episode of The Warehouse, a Speaking Of show. See you next time. Bye-bye.